One of the missionary families that we have in our family is Terry and Ruth Ann Miller, and they spent 10 weeks in Africa, in the interior of Africa, and they wanted to share, so they're going to come up this morning. Where are you at? Okay, right there. Come on, let's give them a big...
Well, I'd like to thank the church for helping on this mission trip. We had some money and bought some pipe fittings, and I put in a more or less a water system. And when we left, we was going to do a house. This is just before we start. So the main reason we was supposed to go was to do one more house, the fourth house, with the small, you know, the drainage pipe in the walls for your sink and tubs. Well, then we got there, Lowell says, he's the pastor over there, he says, that we have some other problems too. So he said, instead of doing that house, they had built a cistern 3 years ago when I was there. And it holds 12,000 gallons of water, but it's never been used. So my job then was to set up four pumps, hook into the water system so they could feed these four houses, the Pio, the community center, wow, the feeding center, and we accomplished that, except the electrics was not done. We tried the pumps, and Lowell had to go to South Africa. But anyhow, this is what I'm just saying. That's what, more or less, we, instead of doing the house, we did all this other piping, which I have lots of pictures. And one thing the wife mentioned, we're talking about victory this morning, and I'll forget about it. So you want to say about that?
The first year, this was our fifth year, and we've been there five times over a period of 20 years. First year we were there, it was called the Destitute Camp. That's where the state takes care of mainly lepers or retarded or whatever. And 3 years ago when we were there, they changed the name, and guess what? It's the Victory Camp.
Yeah, your dollars go to support that. The missionaries have probably half a dozen different plans, and they're the ones that they supply medical for all these people, food, electric, clothes, because the state don't do anything. It was a cement block, like a garage, if you want to say. It's not cement, it's mortar stuff, but there was probably about 10 of them there. Okay, let's get, because I can't wait, we're on wait stuff. See if I can look here. Which way do I have to look at that picture? You guys can see that. That's the house we were supposed to do, and it's a four bedroom, and it's
nice.
I apologize. I you can't have very many pictures. Anyhow, this is called the Pio. This roof. That's at the feeding center right below that house. And the people in there is the ones, adults that they don't have a job. They're maybe 50, 60 years old. And there's, of course, kids in there. And right beside that, this don't look like much, but this is where they feed about 350, three times a work a week. And they don't have electric stoves or nothing. Come on. This is another picture underneath the shelter. There you can see there's beans and rice on those plates. And they serve that about 45 minutes. They serve 350. And this is this 3 years ago, I drew up this. They throw charcoal underneath there, and they use these pans, aluminum. I don't see any in that picture. They're probably out there, but they're like a big dish pan, probably 12 inches deep, and they cook the rice and beans. And it's really hard for the ladies. It takes two ladies to carry it. I carried them over a couple times, not this year, but they're heavy. But it takes that much to feed them. and this is the water system. We run a line on the closest bucket. There's some cement there, and they can get water, and then they fill these 5-gallon buckets for, but I think there's spigots, little spigots they put on them. And they used to put water on each table for the 350, so when this time we was there, they tell them to get in line, and they get their own water. Okay, so that's more or less that feeding program. This is the people was, when we got there, they was gonna be there another week, or from where we used to live, Zillionople, PA. And this isn't the people there, that's the people, they decide they want to do something for Joy in the Harvest, the support staff, there's 35. And so they cooked, since, what's that guy? He's a cook, no, caterer.
He's a caterer.
And he come with the church group, so
wow.
He decided this is, and so you know, that's two of the people from Zillionople, the ladies, Lowell's the closest, and Mwenge's the one behind it. And anyhow, they fed, is it stop? Oh, am I gonna press this way? Oh, there it comes. Okay, there's in the kitchen. This is in the community center. Now this is downtown. I mean, they're not mixed up. I just had to limit. This is the wife with Muyum. Okay, Fanella.
Fanella.
So no, it's confusing about this.
I could give him my grocery list written with my handwriting, and I gave him the money because they do shillings, and I don't do shillings. But anyhow, he did the shopping for me, plus driving me. Then he'd bring my groceries in, then he'd help me put them away. Whoops, I'm supposed to drop it.
So anyhow, I don't think I need this. So these little shops, and then this is where we went to it's a church in the Nazarene markets where you get your produce. And that was, I mean, but that is probably 2 acres you can shop at. Okay, this is the entrance that we go in. Site 2 is like, answer to Site 2, home. That's our, where Site 2 is called, where it's all concrete walls around. And I caught a couple pictures. They have boys soccer, and the reason Lowell started that, it was probably 10 years ago, was to keep the kids on AIDS. Everybody knows what that is. So if they could join, they had to listen a speech about religion and the AIDS program. And it developed, they had 18 teams. I don't know how many's on a soccer team. 10? How many's on a soccer team?
Please.
10 or 12? But then they have these big trophies they gave out. But it drew all the kids in a lot of the close cities. Well, now, this year, the girls, that's what that is, they wanted to start there. So there was two groups come in. I couldn't get them all in one picture, but... So he's gonna start this coming year. Now there's more pictures of where we stay. There's a tower back in the background. That was the one we put up, first one. It's the baby tower. It shoots a signal to the top of the mountain. And after we left, this is what happened. We didn't have rain, only half an hour, 75 days. That's all we had. And we left, they said the winter's coming. I mean, the rains are coming. That was about a week after. It was 80 mile an hour winds. But it's still, the Lord provided, it still worked. But they had to fix it. It still sent a beam up. They was real worried about it. But okay, now this is, I'm standing in the yard we live at, and in the foreground or background is the community center. That's about 160 by 80 feet. Wow. And the walls are about 2.5 feet thick. But that's, they have to be this. Which one's this on? This is a Piote, right where on the left in the background, you see a Piote. That means it's a grass roof, more or less. That's where we visited the Friday people. The other one's a community center, and they do two classes free.
Computer school.
I think they do like 30, 35 students, and it's free. And when they get out of there, they know how to everything about a computer. They know Word. And a little bit of Excel, but they can pick up jobs real quick. And that is, I turned around, that is the Kitley. That's where we had that house when we was there. And that's one of the ones, well, I worked in all four of them actually. And the house, and the three of them are duplicate. This is Calvin's the second. And the one below that is called the Beck House. Now there's another community, and it's real hard to see, but the deep well was 200 feet deep. It quit one day, so keep going. There's a line in there. These guys are like this, holding the pipeline up, pulling it out of the ground. That's a long thing to do by hand. That's 2-inch black pipe. It was a, and then after the guy, he fixed the pump.
See the guy in a red shirt? His name was Anderson, and he laughed. You could hear him all over because of his giggle. But this was my cleaning guy, two times a week because it was dry season. Windows, floors, cut up pineapple, whatever. He was a hoot.
Okay, this is the test. They rewired the deep well pump, and that's the electrician, Bubba Steven. And he's showing that the guys hold the one end, the pump in the water, 55 gallon, and the other end is the pump. But anyhow, it was making a loop. Okay, we got to go faster here. We don't need to show this, but this, Mama wanted to go to the beach. Yeah. We went twice in 75 days. Oh, there it goes. Speak fast.
I will. This is where we parked. Okay, next picture. This is the beach.
This looks like Gilligan Island.
It is. It is. The water was cold, but once you got in, you didn't want to get out. They built a shelter so you could sit under it, and then you weren't in the sun. So, and this is on the way up. And the reason I liked him to go is because that's rough walking.
This is probably 200 yards up. I mean, it's all stone around there because when that was formed 20 million years or whenever ago, stones was everywhere. There's a zebra in the middle. It's hard to see between a couple trees. That's where we had to stop. You have to stop and pay. If you want to know, it was 14,000 shillings for two people, which is divided by 2,000 at $7. A dollar is 2,000 shilling, roughly. And coming down from that, this was probably 8 miles from Kagoma. You'll see a lot of that. That's some of the normal houses you see, but there is real nice ones too. I took a picture of this. Is Hope for the Nations, right? It happens to be the fence is right in front of the name, but there was four or six ladies stayed in the house below us, no, Beck House, and they were from California, and they was teaching for 2 weeks, and then they went out in the bush to teach. And then there's nothing that means nothing. As a freighter, they line, well, there's not line up. There's only two of them on that lake, I think. And the fuel depots, this is off our back porch. You can see tanks. That's owned, state-owned. There's a sunset. And I'm not sure. The dust in the air, you can't see the mountains, but that's either clouds. It's pretty close to the mountains. It's 12,000-foot mountains over Congo on the other side. We can do this. There's only one slide. In the middle, you see a guy in a black and a blue. There's a blue. The blue guy is John, I believe, John. He come from Houston that week and put Radio Joy on live. I mean, up to now, they was recording and playing. Well, now they had to set up a, they can get on live. You call in. They set up programs. And it went smooth. The Lord was taking care of that. So we have 1.5 million being reached live. They can call in if they want to, a certain time, certain programs. Okay, now this is a lot of stuff we'll go through quick because my wife said it's too much. This is where I started. It was that's a 3-inch black line. It was put in, and it was used. And the hole in the wall, that's where I'm supposed to put the water system. The wall wasn't finished. There, we repiped that into there. Then they made a 7-foot doorway down to, it ended up like 34 inches. No, it had finished like a standard door. It must be 40. And inside, it was just a hole in the wall. I mean, and I had made drawings to put pressure tanks and pumps in there. That was that. And there's one of the pumps just sitting after they did the cement. This is outside. Normally, there's a ditch there, so instead of making steps, they make ramps a lot. And this is the Fundy Mason, and the helper, the lady, mixes cement for them. They don't have a cement mixer, but she's very good, he said. And something else you want to mention, that's the Fundy Mason come with his wife on site one morning, and with Terry come on down, and they wanted Bibles. So we obliged. We gave them a Bible each. And wasn't Muslim. I think it was Christian. They never had Bibles, and they could read, both of them. So it doesn't do them good to get a Bible that can't read. And anyhow, that's the main fellow. I worked with him probably 3/4 of that time. That's her mixing cement. They just empty the bags on the ground, and there's stone in the background and sand. And she mixes up probably 4 or 5 buckets, 5-gallon buckets at a time. And Randy, you know how much that weighs, 5 gallon. It's probably 4. She carries both those around. Grab them, move them. Okay, then this is the ramp finish, and the other was a place to keep from breaking the pipe. And then we're putting cement covers, those was made. Then we had, if you ever want to drain the reservoir, to the left is a drain line. It goes in that same ditch, we added that. And you can see the doorway is finished there now. And this is a hole we had poked back in the wall to run water outside. They never had fire hydrant, and the police, the fire company, want them to do something because of all those houses. But the fire load is really small. Anyhow, there's that same, we're going to put 1.5-inch hose fitting on the top one. And the bottom one is showing there's water coming out. That was like a test thing, but they can hook a garden hose on and do something. This room is 3 rooms below where I was, and this is where they store the grain for the children's food ministry. So that's rice and beans, and it comes in 100-kilogram bags, 220 pounds, 2 of them to lift them thing. So there's, and here's me. You've probably seen one of these in the flyer we had. This is pipe fitting racks, and I spent $500 from the church on fittings in that bin right there. They're down to the left, there's pretty empty. That's the 3- and 4-inch. And that the Lord provided, though, because we had enough to do what we wanted on that. There's the faraway shot, but there, the top, the blue and the black one up in the top corner, those is the boxes I took over. What they call them, totes, and we stored fittings in them. This is something, filters. We put 2 filters in the main reservoir because if something fell in there, the top is closed except for a 4-by-5-foot access hole, and we made made a steel cover for our left for that. These are some of the guys. The one in the plaid helped me mostly. He's the auto truck mechanic, John, and some of these other guys just wanted in the picture, so I don't know. And this is, you can see more where the, let me see, the wall to the left where those pipes are hanging, that's where the reservoir is. And there's 30 or 40 pounds on that pump. And it's hot. Well, I got wet too, we was testing stuff. But there's more or less finished, and the old black line we got to take out, and we, with trouble with those, the fittings aren't glued or nothing on that, so we changed that. And then outside we added a couple places they could get, that was building me a tray to get water for the locals there. I mean, what happened is it was bad. This is why Lowell wanted to do this too. The city of Tanzania, I mean, Kigoma did not pay the water, the electric bill. The water company has to buy electric to run the pumps. They didn't pay it, so they shut it off. 5 to 6 months, there was no city water. So he was letting people come off the street more or less on, they used bicycles with 4 or 5 gallon. Keep going, okay. So anyhow, that was another reason. And there's another well that the guy gave us 5 years ago. He put one down by the church, and they had that open for, and there was lines of people because there wasn't any city water out there hardly. Now this is inside, give you an idea. It's about six, that's a 10-foot ladder. It's about 10'8". And it's really hard to see, but one on the top right by the ladder, that's the inlet, 3-inch pipe. And one left wall is a couple inches lower. That's it's two full. There's the two filters. Oh, here you go. Whew, I'm tired talking.
When they first started packing containers, they packed with toilet paper because they couldn't buy any. Now they pack with yarn, and when they're on packing, they take and they stick them in those black bags, and it's a tangled up mess, and it took me 3 weeks to do 20 bags.
And those are the 50-gallon bags.
Yeah, they're big bags.
Small garbage. Okay. She has one sitting there.
Yes, go.
Whoops, I pressed the wrong one. That's a sort of a...
See the tangle on my lap? Patience. I got him.
Then this is
I'm sewing. He said curtains, but these are my tablecloth. I made tablecloths for one of the computer rooms, and I made a whole room full of curtains. I seem to be the resident seamstress, I guess. Right, Joanne?
Okay, that's that. Now, this is Friday. This is Friday, people, and it's too much to read, but this fellow I was with 5 years ago, it's Harold Weatherwax, and Judy is not, but he really reached out to the kids. That's why I had this in another flyer. But he was great with kids. In church, he would, just like here, he would go up and pull a couple kids out of the, and dance a little bit up there. But they sing a long time over there. I mean, maybe you get an hour and a half, 2 hours. But the whole story is he likes to reach out to the kids. Okay, this is the one fellow we helped. She's going to talk about it.
That won't help. The man in the wheelchair in the blue jacket was crippled. I don't know, he is crippled.
We don't know how,
but we sent him back. This is Friday, people. The man in the plaid shirt's Mwange. We sent him back to the village he lived in and see how much money he could raise. He came up with 400,000 shillings, and we matched it, Terry and I. So we were sending him off. Hopefully, surgery would correct what was wrong with him.
I think they had already established that he could be fixed.
Go.
He's 32 years old, and he's been in 10 or 15 years, he's been in that wheelchair.
Wow.
So the fellow behind him, we paid for him and him, the both the boy, Steve and the other fellow, to go to Dar, and they usually do that by train. It's about 60,000 shilling, $30 to send two to Dar, and then they had to see if they could get their costs reduced because the operation was about
2 million shillings.
2 to 3 million more. But they have a negotiator. It's a little bit different there. It's the social service guy works with the Friday people here, just so you know that. And a lot of these people come in, and Joy can't come up with that amount, $15 to $2,000.
They do 5 or 6 every week. So we just got our heart set and give them that money. But we can't do that to everybody coming in.
But we gave him the 60 to go to Dar, and we don't know if he got operated on. Sometimes things happen, sometimes.
They're just starting a prison ministry. A Muslim man came to Hal and Sue and asked for 20 Bibles, and what they were going to do is do a Bible study in the jail. The warden would give out the Bibles, and at the end of the study, they would be recollected, and then another group would use the 20 Bibles. So we donated half them. We donated 20 Bibles to the prison ministry.
Yeah, our kids gives Joy and the Harvest money for Bibles as a yearly gift, and they're a little expensive these days.
Okay, this one, see my smile. I don't understand one word of Swahili, but Mamonge was there, and we use him a lot for interpreter when we have him around. He led this man. It was a 20-year-old crippled boy. He couldn't walk. He could hardly stand up there, but he is standing. But Mwangi led him to the Lord.
That day.
And I ran back to our house for a Bible. And Terry and I got to give him the Bible. And when we give him the Bible, you turn it to John 3:16, and you have him or her read it to you.
Just one reason.
It was awesome.
No, you should give them the Bible. Okay, this story. I can't see that. What this guy do? Is this? This is one I mentioned. Did I mention it? No, I didn't mention it. Can you guys read that? His mother died, and later his father remarried a Muslim woman. And then when you do that, you have to convert the Muslim, whether you want to or not, the children. So he converted. Then he was hired by Joy and the Harvest. You can see he's older. And he wanted converted. He was originally a Christian. Then they converted. He wanted converted back to a Christian because he got that job. And they was every morning they have an hour service for the workers. So he accepted the Lord and was given a Bible and reads it daily. And this is a sad story. This is a grandma and Vincent.
He's 9 years old. His name is Vincent. He has cancer. After we got home, we found out that Vincent passed away. Grandma can't read, but we have new radios. Well, that's the Bible we gave Vincent. He believed in Jesus, and he was going to be all right, he told us. Grandma can't read, and so the new radios also have the New Testament in Swahili. So we gave Grandma a radio that both...
It's an audio Bible.
It's an audio, and she wouldn't have to read. This girl has
epilepsy. The one in the blue.
Yes, and she had a problem when we were there that one day. And the next picture is she could not read because most of the women cannot. And that was her son, I think, or whatever. But anyhow, that was also another of the audio Bibles.
The people we talk about, Sue and Hal, stayed in the building below us, and they're from a big church in Houston. That's what become pretty good friends. But Hal was showing her how to use that. Okay, what's this? A refugee camp. I can't say that, but this is a refugee camp. Population was close to that. This is a Catholic monastery. We was going to stay overnight, but we didn't stay overnight. But we ate breakfast, late breakfast. This is this a sign where he went? You can't see, but that's a sign where you went in. It's another bad picture, but that's where you go in about 2 miles into this refugee camp. So you go through different state controls, and then there's the kids that come up to the car.
How many people were in the camp?
140,000. 25 years.
25 years in a camp.
Yeah.
Burundi
and Rwanda wars, where
they
killed 1.5 million people was killed.
There's three camps in
Tanzania.
Well,
they want to send them back, but they tried 2015. The state, well, the world organizations, UNICEF, Methodist program, and another two or three. But what this was about, Claudia and Ruth Ann, they was a women's ministry. And we could hand out, we took a box, 40 Bibles, I think. And they get into colors, but this is turned around. I'm sitting beside Ruth Ann, but I'm not there. But this is, I think, prayer. All these people come forward, and she's handing, I think, out a Bible. I was praying. I was handling, is this the 4 or 5 Bibles? There was 7 churches within the camp, Methodist, and we gave each of the women, 5 Bibles, I think. And then, she don't remember, but I think I gave the men of the preacher, each one, I gave 2 or 1 Bible. Now, see the girl and they just joined the Methodist church. When you see that yellow and green, there was quite a few.
Wow.
You have to remember, it's enclosed. It's a lot of people. But the color's bright. I don't know where they get that stuff. But we're shaking hands. It's not a ritual, but that's what they do. They handed to those people that joins church. I couldn't figure it out. It was a 1-inch square about this long, and it was wrapped in cellophane. It was soap. I mean, they always give something out practical. It's not expensive.
We gave the ladies group there 5 bags of yarn.
Well, yeah. Yeah, they strapped that to the top of the Land Rover real good, because this is what you're driving in the road. It's really dusty. I don't know if this is, where's this?
Downtown,
there's a couple I didn't get changed around. I don't know if I have that spelt right. Here it is. That's Claudia's mom died, and they didn't go back, but they had planned this, that said her goodbyes, that they knew she wasn't going to make too much 6 months ago. But over there, they have the Kaleo. And that they do. They have it at the house, the morning. It's like a morning thing. But over there, they don't do like here. They don't embalm. So you got to do it next couple. No, she wasn't buried there, but that's where this come.
So they had this, but it's 3 days. They don't work for like 4 days. Everybody gets off. Well, I'm just explaining a little bit. This is Mwenge and his new, not it's his only wife, and they had a baby. Okay, different. Yeah, and you can ask us any stuff later on, but I don't, am I supposed to quit now? 12, do you want to go through different churches real quick? I only have the animals of different churches, but this is the one we usually go. I can't pronounce it either, is it? Billy Gumbo. There it is, Kilgarbo. Okay, this is our church we went to, and it's out of Kagoma, about 6 or 8 miles. But you can see the lake down behind them. And something they do when you come out of church, not like here, everybody, this makes a big circle. You go out the door, and then you greet everybody, then the church is over. But there's, without the cars, that's the lake. What are they doing there? They're just holding stuff. Oh, then we went to Lowell this a couple times. It's an English-speaking church. And he's... It's a Bible college, and that's a different church. Now, what's this one? Serviced? Oh, I had that. Not a service. This is the same church another week. Wingay's younger brother was getting engaged, and they, like, go through a marriage ceremony with rings and everything, but the family got to approve, and the other family got to approve of the marriage before. So they just got married this last week. And there's a picture of them. It's hard to tell. Did I get a picture of them? There's from the church going, little hole in the road. There's your gas price. It's about $5 a gallon if you want to figure it out. And this is one of the two fancy restaurants. I never went to this, Greenview. And it's a pretty big place. That's what we all got. We asked for chicken, and they brought a rooster. It was still alive. It'll take a while, they said, so we had fish there. It was really good. And when we left that, I was trying to figure out, you'll see, not the two posts, but in the way background, that's the mountain with the towers on. And one of those is Joy's. I can't tell from where I was, but Mama's, we're back to where we stay, and that's one of two rooms. This is in the car, isn't it? Okay, this is another church for the widows, mostly widows. They're really poor.
We went, this is on a Saturday afternoon. Mwangi's passion is the widows program. He will give them something every week, bars of soap, hand lotion, oil, rice, something. Salt. And Jesus is always there, and the music is always there because African people like music, lots.
And Gigi, they didn't have a church yet, but I think there's probably maybe 30, 40 people was there. Okay, this is it. So if everybody wants to run, they don't have to see. This is where we went to the park the last 2 days. This is going down the road. A couple shots. This is in a truck stop, like. Then here we are. This is the first shot off the road. You go, like, from where you last seen civilization. It says park. You go about 10 miles, and then you start seeing animals. And this is where we turned into the where you would sign up. There's me and Ruth Ann, and it's a Land Rover, but they made a roof extend out, so it's more for people taking pictures and sun. This is where we stayed overnight there. This is the tent, but it's really like a house inside it, and it's got a grass or one of these thatched roofs over it. And this is what it kind of, it's got a tree there, but that thing is big. It's got concrete restroom and no electric. They use a generator, like 3 or 4 hours, and then lights out. And animals can come right up to your door.
Wow.
There's a picture of an elephant. There's lots of these. There was about 3 of them. They come right up, and he could have put his trunk in the Jeep. But they don't never bother anybody. And the bulls was at the time of year, they wasn't in Musk or nothing. It was somewhere else. They don't stay around with the matriarch. Yeah, there's birds that forget that one. These are vultures. There's vultures there. What's that? Elephants. It's hard to see them or those gazelles that jump real fast. That's the zebras. They look like zebras. I've seen if anybody's sleeping. Okay, giraffes. This is, you got to watch what I say. Cape buffalo, not water buffalo. The water buffalo in the Congo, they're horned like this. These was only 2.5 feet. But these puppies are still big. And you see the one standing there, you don't see her face. This is an oxpecker. That's the birds that eat the insects off of them. And this is the only lion picture, and I think we're done. See the two? Can you see two in there? They're not old. We've seen 2 groups of 2. But this whole 31,000 kilometer, that's quite a piece. There was 20 in that pride. They only have 1 pride. Hippopotamus. Well, I stuck 2 or 3 in when he was one to bed. Well, I hope you enjoyed it.
We really appreciate Ruth Ann and Terry and all that they do. All that they do every year. I wouldn't be surprised if they'll do it again next year. Or the year after, and how many know they're giving of themselves, and untold hundreds of people have been touched because of their obedience. And they don't like to brag much, but I know they share the Lord with everybody they come across. And there are people in Africa that are, their lives have changed because of these two. And so, Father, we thank you for them. We thank you, Lord, for their outreach and their ministry. We continue to pray for them, Father, that they would be effective there with Join the Harvest. And we thank you for Join the Harvest and their influence in that part of Africa, Father. I can't imagine 150,000 people never leaving a camp, never having a home of their own, and never being able to get ahead at all, Father. No work, no employment. Father, we pray for those. God, we pray for those people that they would have great hope in you, and that you would sweep that camp with the power of your Spirit. We thank you again for the Millers. God, bless them and strengthen them and strengthen their resolve in Jesus' name. Amen.